Holly's eyes widened.
Whew, a 9. I knew he was scared. So we have an apparent paradox.
And an argument, or what would pass for one during this zombie time. In general, they were trying to figure out about Felix's split personality. Why was he splitting? How was he splitting? How come it worked? Specifically, how come his mind was terrified but his body was not? Sort of.
Felix's fear is as strong as anyone's, said Laia. We know that.
Or stronger,
said Holly.
Or stronger, she agreed. But it would seem to be limited to certain parts of his brain.
How?
Perhaps it's his overall sense of defeatism and despair.
Then how does that correlate with his incredible battle energy?
Holly wondered aloud.
It couldn't be the instinctive will to survive.
Not in the usual sense, she agreed. For then the despair would go. The brain would discard it in order to save the psyche.
Holly sighed.
Perhaps it is equipment failure, since there is no apparent motivational pattern.
But there is a pattern. The readings are consistent.
Consistent but illogical. Cybernetically false, because there must be overall motivational factors. There must be something to give it all a push.
Laia mused.
A terrified man, whose brain manages to compartmentalize the terror so that he is able to function smoothly. Yet the whole process is overlaid with total fatalism, a clearly discernible condition that by electrical necessity should negate any positive motivation. Hollis, no one exists like this.
I laughed. He did, and damn well. Laia was not amused.
We know that, Jack. We just don't know how.
You keep saying that. I don't see what the problem is. Holly tried a patient smile.
The trouble is, Jack, that there are a couple of blatant contradictions here. You see, in a high-stress situation like this one, requiring physical response to physical peril, usually one of two things happens. The emotional reaction, the fear, becomes predominant, thereby paralyzing the body, or conversely, the body takes control, forgetting for the time being the fear.
You mean the guy either panics and freezes, or becomes a hero first and panics later?
Essentially, yes.
But Felix didn't do either one, I pointed out.
Precisely, said Holly, nodding. But he should have.
Why? Laia blinked.
Because he's a human being.
But everybody isn't like everybody else.
True, Jack, agreed Holly slowly. And clearly Felix is an exceptional man. But there are limits even here, particularly when you consider the rather obvious fact of his fatalism. A man as, well, as resigned as he is to death just shouldn't be able to keep going.
He doesn't believe, Jack, interrupted Laia.
And without belief, there is no positive motivational factor.